On the line with us right now on another edition of the Trending 55 Hot Seat is Alberta's Justice Minister and Solicitor General, also the MLA for Edmonton Southwest, Minister Casey Maddoux. Minister, great to have you on the show again. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kenny. I am so glad to be able to join you and your listeners, your great River Country and Kix FM station.
Oh, thank you for that, Minister. So I guess the first question I have for you is that we had seen, you put it out on Twitter, that the police force, in Alberta police forces, is that a final report's going to be coming out real shortly for you to review and present. When do you hope to present that, and how excited are you to see that final report about a potential provincial police force?
Kenny, you know, as you know, I have always been a big supporter of the possibility of having our own Alberta provincial police. That said, you know, I have good respect for all of the men and women who work in our law enforcement, including the RCMP. That said, you know, Kenny, the blunt truth is that the Fair Deal panel report told us that the people of our province are dissatisfied with the state of our law enforcement, especially the state of our relationship with Ottawa, and they wanted their own Alberta police force and more of Alberta and less Ottawa.
Yeah, no doubt about that, definitely. And I had a chance to attend a few sessions up here in the Peace Country, and definitely there were some sentiments expressed towards that as well. Now, next one is that, as you know, Minister, we had heard that the final arguments of the carbon tax have been made at the Supreme Court of Canada. Number one, how confident do you feel, and when do you hope to hear a final decision on that from the Supreme Court of Canada?
So, and that is equally correct, Kenny. That argument was heard on September 22nd and 23rd at the Supreme Court. It takes about 4 to 6 months for the justice of the Supreme Court to be able to render their decision. So at the conclusion of the hearing, their judgment was reserved. You know, Kenny, I feel good about the chances of Alberta. That said, you know, I am concerned that if the justice of the Supreme Court are to look at the prevailing climate change environment, if that is a big consideration, then I am concerned about the potential outcome of that particular judgment. However, if the justice of the Supreme Court are to focus on the constitutional provisions with respect to the jurisdictions, natural resource development, as outlined in our constitution, if we have the justices focus on the strict interpretation of our constitution, then I am optimistic about the outcome. So we will wait and see where the justice of the Supreme Court lies on these issues.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Minister. And he did mention, one of the justices in the arguments that did mention climate change strategy, but at least as far as I understand letter of the law, that's not something specifically, with all due respect to climate change, that at least the Supreme Court should be basing their decision on, should they?
You know, I completely agree. The decision ought to be based on our constitution, the shared jurisdictions between the federal government and the provincial government, and the absolute jurisdictions that the Constitution gives to the provinces. You know, as a lawyer, as the Minister of Justice, I have enormous respect and confidence in our justices at the Supreme Court, and I am hopeful that ultimately that they will pursue a course of action that leads to a judgment that respects our Constitution.
All right, excellent. And another, speaking of the Constitution, Minister Maddoux, Bill C-69, we also found that one, I believe that's the the Premier called the anti-pipeline law, Bill C-69. And I know the Premier had said yesterday in his comments about the natural gas strategy that an argument for that one is going to be coming up soon. Is that another area where you think that maybe the federal government could be overstepping their boundaries and in terms of what should be provincial jurisdiction?
Absolutely. I am of the view that the federal government overstepped their boundary with respect to Bill C-69, which we call the No More Pipeline Bill in this province. You know, and that is a classical example of why I do think that this federal government needs to think through the national consequences of their policies. We live at a time when all of our economies are suffering from coast to coast. We have been working so hard here in the last 17, 16 months to make sure that we instill investor confidence, attract investments to our province and country. The last thing we need is a federal government that directly pursue policies that undermine all of those efforts. So Bill C-69, I have no doubt in my mind overstepped the constitutional jurisdiction of the federal government. And I hope that the court in this country understands the imperative of making sure that we keep the wisdom of the founders of our country in making sure that there are clear provincial and federal jurisdiction. And in fact, I will go one step further to say, even in those areas of shared jurisdiction, Kenny, the expectation is that the federal government will consult with the provincial government to make sure that that policy is going to respect provincial interests. But that is not what we have seen with this federal government.
Yep, but definitely it could be tense relationships at times. And I know when there was some protests, anti-racism protests, I know we saw some footage out there in the media, disturbing footage of some other groups showing up, causing, some harm and intimidation to people who are standing up against racism. And I know you had said that you 100% are against this kind of bigotry. So I guess while we have you here, are you able to reiterate some of those comments and basically just remind us that there's no place for that kind of hate?
Absolutely, Kenny. I have faith in this province that this is a place where we respect all humans. All of us are created equal and in the image of God. And in this province, it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or the sound of your mother tongue. What we look for is the content of your character, your work ethic, and how respectful you are of your neighbors. And so I stand in opposition and in condemnation of any group out there that will promote hate, whether they call themselves Antifa or whether they call themselves white supremacists. I have also been critical of those Black Lives Matter movements that, would want to foment violence and the destruction of human lives and property. What I do support are groups that have the fundamental right to protest for equal rights, for freedom, and for justice without getting themselves involved in bigotry or discriminatory practices.
Yeah, all right, very interesting. And this one I saw too, and this was actually one that I had heard yesterday, and I didn't plan on asking this, but I was dialed into an NDP news conference yesterday, and your name did come up, and it was about your previous profile as Minister of Municipal Affairs, and I think something along the lines of Joe MLA Joe Cici had said something along the lines of when I asked the question about the current situation and the consultations, his response was along the lines of the former Minister of Municipal Affairs didn't listen and made more enemies than friends. Do you necessarily agree with that assessment?
Absolutely, Kenny, I would not agree with Joe Cici. Whilst I respect him as my colleague, I think we can all agree that he remains the worst finance minister in the history of our province. Kenny, I worked so hard to build functional relationships. I tried so much to make sure that all of our municipal leaders and myself are on the same page. But we live in a difficult economic times where we need to live within our means and run efficient provincial and municipal government. I wanted to think through our entire local government system. I did not want one particular mayor or municipality to dictate our entire municipal public policy. And I think the frustration from Joe Cici and his cohort is that for a long time in our province's history, they encountered a municipal affairs minister who was prepared to think through our entire municipal landscape. and one who is not beholden to any of those particular interests, but what is in our province's best interest. And I think that is important. And even if, whilst I would defer to the, my friend, a superb minister for municipal affairs at this point in time, you know, the Honorable Tracy Allard, to continue that, that particular work. But I think it's important that we return as a province to the core purpose of local government, which is a focus on those programs and services that attend to local needs. I do not want to see a local government structure that has an expansionist worldview. I want them to focus on the priorities and needs of their local residents and nothing more.
Yeah, fair enough. And also as well, we had seen you had a chance to meet with people from the Canadian Bar Association and hear some impacts or some input on the Police Act review. And you had quite a few members down in Edmonton for that. Now, for that, how did those meetings go, and did you get some good ideas?
Absolutely, Kenny. The meetings went very well. I had the opportunity to meet with the leadership of the Law Society, the leadership of the Canadian Bar Association, Alberta branch, and I had a fruitful conversation with them on the Police Act review, on access to justice, on making sure that we strengthen our legal system to make sure that every single Albertan, regardless of where they live in this province and regardless of where they come from, feels safe and secure in our province and communities.
Yeah, amen. And also as well, I guess the final question I have for you, at least on this one, is that I saw you put it on Twitter about a week ago or so, and that how Clare's Law is a very critical tool in protecting people from domestic violence. But I believe that that's also got some federal parts in it. So is this something that you have to work with, I guess now, Justice Minister Lametti on that one in Ottawa to have that one, that law enforcement can comply when that is law by the spring?
Yes. You know, Kenny, I have reached out to my federal counterpart, the federal justice minister, as well as the public safety minister, on the need to make sure that we enforce Clare's Law once it comes into effect in Alberta in April of 2021. And as you know, Saskatchewan have got their version of Clare's Law. And the RCMP in that province, as I understand, have not been able to agree to enforce that particular law as a consequence of what they said are federal privacy concerns. I can assure that in Alberta, we work very closely with our privacy commissioner to make sure that we come forward with a piece of legislation that respects the privacy of everyone who is in our province. The Clare's Law is an important legislation that seeks to protect our citizens from domestic violence. It is a good law, and I hope that the federal government would work with us, first, to ensure that the RCMP enforces that law in Alberta, but second, to make sure that the Clare's Law is extended to every single Canadian, because it is a good law, and if the federal government is interested in preventing domestic violence, I think that this is a law that they should embrace and move with speed to implement it.
Absolutely. And I guess the final political question I have for you is that I'd recently had seen on Facebook that the UCP caucus was looking for doing a survey on the cancel culture, basically. And I know that this is something that you've spoken out against in terms of defacing statues and monuments and things like that. So it seems like that not only is the government, but a lot of, I guess it seems like from what I'm hearing, a lot of Albertans seem to be frustrated with this cancel culture. Are you kind of getting that impression as well?
There is no question about that, Kenny. Let me be clear. I am against this notion of cancel culture. I am a big fan of our history. I believe that we can't move forward without knowing where we come from. And we need to respect those who came before us and those who have sacrificed so much to keep us safe and to build this amazing province and country. You know, and that is why I am a conservative. You know, simply put, the word conservatism means to conserve what is best in our tradition and to embrace what is best in our modern world. You know, and so for those out there who seek to undermine or to erase the tradition and the custom and the culture that build our province and country, or to victimize those in law enforcement who have borne so much risk to keep us and our community safe, I think is unfortunate, and they are on the wrong side of history, and I would not be providing any form of legitimacy to those kinds of individual organizations or movements.
Okay, and do you see eventually maybe that at one point that the government could create laws that maybe crack down on that type of activity, or is it already one of those things that's covered?
I am looking at every option, you know, to strengthen the existing laws to ensure that individuals who engage in defacing our monuments or statues in honor of those who have worked so hard for our province are brought to justice to the full extent of the law.
All right, and I guess the final question, I have to ask you this because you were talking about you as a soccer football player as well. So what was your main position? Were you like a superstar striker like Beckham? Were you the ultimate defender? What was your fate? What was your position that you were best at back in your playing days?
I played number nine. Number nine is the ultimate striker, you know, the guy that bangs the net like crazy.
Okay, so you would have been the guy back in the day that would get the three goals, pull the shirt over the head, and run around and high-five all the teammates.
Absolutely, you know, Kenny. I dribbled a lot. You know, I could dribble, you know, the entire football team and get to the net.
Okay. Do you still have the skill, or has it been a while since you had a chance to go on a field and kick the ball around?
It's been a while, Kenny. Family, professional life, politics, public service. I have made it difficult for me to be involved in the game of soccer. But once you acquire those skills, it's hard to let go. So they are still there.
Okay, that's great. Well, hopefully you can find some time to sleep in between, Minister. I definitely appreciate your time, and thank you again for appearing on the hot seat, Minister Madhu. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much, Kenny, and my thanks to your viewers for listening.
All right. This is Casey Madhu, the MLA for Edmonton Southwest and also the Justice Minister and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta. And this is The Hot Seat.